We're continuing Paul's story on being on the island of Malta in Acts chapter 28. Now, when we left Paul last time, Dr. Luke was telling us how the father of Publius, Malta's island official, was in the throes of either the first attack of Brucellus or a cyclical outbreak of it. In any case, he was very ill, probably on the verge of dying. Luke rather matter-of-factly tells us, Paul went in to see him, and after prayer, placed his hands on him and healed him. We could say it was no more complicated than that. Paul visited the man, said a prayer, placed his hands on him, and healed him. Well, we pick up the story again at verse 9, where Luke tells us, when this happened, the rest of the sick on the island came and were cured. It certainly didn't take long for the rest of the islanders to hear how this strange man that had been washed up on the shore was unharmed by a venomous snake bite, and now somehow had healed the main official's father from Malta fever. What's interesting is that they didn't say to themselves, well, that's great for Publius's father, isn't it? No, as the news spread, people who had all kinds of illnesses streamed to Publius's house to see the Apostle Paul. The Greek text makes it clear that there was a rush of people and that it lasted for some time. I've seen that on the mission field. If one person is healed, their friends and families will come to the next service. The crowds swell when people hear that someone has been healed, and it doesn't matter whether they are Hindu or Muslims. Now, I want us to see something here. God graciously healed the father of the main man on Malta. Do you think that it was incidental or intentional? I think it was the latter. If someone that important was completely healed, isn't God setting the stage for a greater round of healing? How many times do we see this in the New Testament, beginning with Jesus' own ministry? Matthew 4:23 tells us, Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. Notice that Jesus healed every disease and sickness. There wasn't anything too hard. And what do we see with Paul on Malta? The rest of the sick on the island came and were cured. There were no limitations. The sick weren't segregated into the easier and harder cases. They weren't segregated into the groups that Paul would heal and that Luke would take out his doctor bag and see what he could do. The indication is that every single person who came was healed. Now, folks, I've got to tell you that this is really amazing. How often is everyone in a crowd healed without exception? That's not the normal expectation, is it? So God is doing something powerful on Malta, and he has a specific reason for this exceptional outpouring of healing power. It's the same purpose he had in Jesus' ministry. What do we read in Matthew 8:16? That evening, many demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus. He cast out the evil spirits with a simple command, and he healed all the sick. So what was the primary reason for that? Signs and wonders affirming the gospel. Anytime that God does a blanket healing, you can be sure that he is affirming the gospel. That's what happened in the very early days of the Jerusalem church. The apostles were performing many miraculous signs and wonders among the people. We'll cover this again next time on Verse by Verse.